T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh man, it is me, Bob Mitchell. Got off the couch and came in to say hello to you guys. Always great to talk to you guys. And weekend is here. A lot of big Mardi Gras parades, and we're just going to celebrate and get ready for the weekend. I guess that's the whole purpose of what we're going to do. Don't know if you got a chance to watch and listen to the president today, as we talked about it right before the show with Neil Norman. He didn't sound like he had prepared that much. He kind of like just rambled on. But the bottom line is, our president, Donald Trump, says we have a national security crisis on our southern border. Whether you believe it or not, or I believe it or not, or I don't like the fact that it came down to the president making an executive order. I don't like that because I think, and I have a text message in here that says, Bob, I don't like it because it sets a precedent. The next Democratic president can now declare a national emergency to give more money for climate change, police brutality, or whatever. That is true. But our president is telling us that we have a national security crisis, and he wants to do something about it. And if whether you believe there's a crisis or not, our president believes that. And if he did nothing about it, and it resulted in harm to our country, we would be really on his butt. So this afternoon, one of the things I want to ask you, do you believe there is a national security crisis, and do you believe that this wall is something that we absolutely need in this country? Just in general, are you for or against the wall? Now, I am, I'm an independent. I'm neither Republican nor Democrat. And I'm completely for a wall. I'm completely for securing our borders. Many of us live in a gated community. I live in a gated community. Why? Because I want to feel safe. I don't want people in my neighborhood who are not supposed to be in my neighborhood. We have had problems, and I heard, I think it was Scoot talked about this a couple of days ago, about how many car robberies that are going on. And you are encouraged over and over again, always lock your car. Well, I also lock my house because I don't want someone coming in my house who does not belong there. If you want to come here from another country, and you go through the right port of entry, and you file for citizenship, or you file for the right to come into our country, man, I am all for that. But if you are against the wall, then ask yourself, why do you lock your doors at night? Why do you fence off your backyard? And why do we have security systems? I have a security system, and there's a sign in front of my house telling people I have a security system just in case they think, well, nobody's home, I'm going to try to get into this house. So what do you think? Do you think that the wall is a necessity? Do you think there is a national security crisis on our southern border? You can answer our poll, which is, do you believe we have a national security crisis on our southern border, at WWL.com. You can call me at 260-1870. And something else we're going to be talking about, of course, Mardi Gras is in big time this weekend, all sorts of parades. What is your favorite part of Mardi Gras? Parades, balls, leaving town, or when it's finally over? That's me. When it's finally over, I'm happy, because if you don't want to participate in parades, you can't do anything. You can't go anywhere. And is there one Mardi Gras event, whether it's a parade or a ball or whatever, is there one Mardi Gras parade event that you have to have every weekend? Every Mardi Gras, excuse me. All right, let's get to our phones. We have some calls. We're going to go to Mike and Metairie. Mike, how are you today? Hey, Mike.
All right. Few things. One of the things I think we tend to miss on the security aspect of the wall. Personally, I don't care what the barrier looks like. I'm an independent. Depends on what the issue is. If it's a social issue, I lean left. If it's a financial issue, I lean right. But I'm pretty in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
We lose the messaging, which I think is a big problem. And one of the reasons why we've been going through this for 2 years, had a shutdown and whatnot. I'll use this as an example because I've tried to use this as an example to explain my view and a lot of people like me's view on the wall. It's what the wall represents. You mentioned about your neighborhood, which I agree with. If I got a neighborhood that has crime issues or whatever and needs security and the wall is up, that's fine. I was bar mitzvahed. So if that wall has swastikas carved into it every 50 feet, now I got a problem with the wall. So part of the problem with the wall, and it's a big part with the Democrats, is the messaging from Trump and other people that wall represents some form of bigotry. So that is a big part of where some of the pushback with the wall comes from.
Hey, let me ask you a question. One question. If people do not want to come here legally, if their whole thing is, I'm going to break the law to get into the United States, is that the kind of people we want here? Or do we want the people who say, I want to be part of the United States, I want to be a good, upstanding citizen, I'm going to take and do it the right way and go in legally?
To answer your question, it's always easier to ask that question about the other guy. So I'll ask you this question. I don't disagree with you, but what are we doing about the other people who are American citizens who are also committing an illegal act by putting them to work? And especially in this city, it always chaps my butt when we ask that question, and we wonder why all of a sudden do we have this uptake in Hispanic population in the last 10 years? Well, we all know why. Because they came in and we put them to work to redo our houses for half the price.
Listen, I am all for trying to make some of that easier. I am all for that if people want to come here and work, that we give them a special permit to come in. But what I'm against is that when they just get absorbed and you and I have got to take and spend more money, more of our tax money, to take care of people who don't want to be here legally. That's the thing that kind of chafes me.
That special permit means you have to report that, you have to report those workers. It also means that you have to report it through Social Security.
Oh, listen.
There's a lot of things. So the cheap, them coming illegally makes it cheaper for the people who put them to work.
Well, I'm with you on that. I think you're right. The people who hire illegals, the people who pay them less money and pay them, quote, under the table, so they don't have to take and pay any kind of taxes on them, they have just as much responsibility in this issue. So
the humanization, and he started off his campaign on the wall calling them drug dealers and rapists.
Mm-hmm.
He continued the conversation about them, and the words matter. The words matter. When you say that these people are coming here, not as you suggested, which I get, and that's a legitimate conversation, but he said they're here to infest your communities. They're breeding. You know, I mean, these are the words that he used in his description of this quote-unquote emergency. You may not hear the bigotry if you don't listen to it, but it smells a whole lot like it is. And again, I agree with some of all the things you just said about securing the border, but the fact that in for a lot of people's mind, including the way he messages the wall, is that it's a representative of bigotry.
Yeah, so, he needs to script things. Listen, I've got a break to do, but let me ask you this question about Mardi Gras. What's your favorite part of Mardi Gras? Parades, balls, leaving town, or you just thank God when it's over?
I work for a beverage company, and we are a beer company. it's 10 days straight. I all I do on Tuesday is sleep. I'm looking forward to when it ends.
Making lots and lots of money, though, during that time.
Not me, Bob. The company does.
Okay.
I just got to work.
All right, Mike. I appreciate you phoning in. We are going to take a break, and then we'll come back with more of your phone calls right here on WWL. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon. And our Big 870 Blue Runner opinion poll question, do you believe we have a national security crisis on our southern border? 67% say yes, 33% say no, and you can give us your vote at WWL.com. Let me read a quick text message. The Wall. I wish it hadn't come to the president having to call for a state of emergency. However, the U.S. House and Senate refused to listen to the voters and the experts and provided inadequate funding for the wall. Therefore, President Trump's hands were tied. My feelings on this is I agree with this message. I wish it had not come to him making it a national security crisis, because I think it does maybe pave the way for other presidents to do the same thing for issues that they want. But when the president of the United States, the one that we elected, the one that the majority elected, the one who's in the White House right now, when he says, I believe there is a national security crisis, we cannot stop him from acting on that. All right, let's go to Jay in Slidell. Jay, how are you?
I'm great, Bob. Great to have you hosting this afternoon.
It's really fun to be here.
Oh, man, I always like it when you host. And the thing that I wanted to say is that I think that succinct text that you just read mm-hmm. is very appropriate. I agree with that about 100%. The only thing that I don't agree with is that the precedent has already been set on stuff like this. George Bush had done it. Barack Obama did it a lot. I've got a pen and a phone, you know, executive order your way around Congress. So it's not like Trump is doing something unprecedented. He's not setting a precedent. He's following a precedent.
Except that he's calling it a national security crisis.
Well, whatever you have to call it to get it done. And there's not swastikas on the wall. I don't discount that there is some bigotry that may play into mm-hmm. this issue on some level, but I think fundamentally, you know, it is about maintaining law, order, and we have to reform a lot of what our immigration policy is, and if we need some border fence and some more security and to change chain migration and stuff like that, then we need to do it, because this is just one aspect of what goes on in this country that's unsustainable. There's a lot of other stuff going on as well.
See, my opinion on all of this, of course we want America to be the land of opportunity. Of course we want to greet people with open arms. But if you are going to sneak into my country, if you are going to break my laws by trying to come in our country in any other way than we say you should come, I don't want you here. I don't want you living here. I want you to say, I want to be a part of America, but I want to be a law-abiding citizen, so I'm going to take and go through the legal maneuvers now. Do we have to change those? Do we make it too hard for people to get in this country legally? Maybe we do, and maybe we need to revise that. But the law is the law right now, and we need to uphold the law.
Well, the thing is, Bob, too, is we can't take care of everybody. We have limited resources, and it, people just seem to be, you know, fiddling while we're burning. Because if you really look at what's going on with our debt and deficit spending and stuff like that, nothing's being done to correct it. Currently, we owe $20 trillion to our creditors, okay? And over the next, I think it's 15 to 20 years, if we don't rectify Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, then that's going to come to $100 trillion of what we'll owe on top of that, okay? And we can't keep going the way we're going. And part of the problem is unsustainable equations that we have going on. Border security and immigration is just one facet of it. The fact that people want to sit around all day and collect a check for doing nothing is another one.
All right, got to go, Jay. Thank you so very much. Up next is Darlene. Darlene, thank you for calling WWL.
Sure thing, Bob.
Well, give me your thoughts on the wall. If I'm reading my screen, it says you're totally against the wall.
Totally against the wall. I think that there are areas of the wall that need to be repaired. But my feeling on this is that we don't need a concrete wall that people can build dig tunnels under, which is already happening to get into this country. People are bringing in drugs and, you know, everything that the president has talked about that he claims to be a threat is coming through the country, through the points of entry.
So you don't think the wall would change any of that?
No, I really don't. I really don't. I don't think that building a wall for 5,000 miles. Well, first of all, you know, we weren't supposed to pay for it. The Americans were not, American people were not supposed to pay for this. This was supposed to be coming from
Mexico.
Mexico was paying for it. So now how is it that it's now a national security emergency, which it is not, because if you look at the crime that's happening in this country, first of all, we don't have terrorists coming through those borders. While there may be some criminal element, I think if you look at overall crime is being done by American people, not necessarily people who are coming in across the southern border.
Okay, what do we do? I want to ask you this question. When the president of the United States, our president, says that this is a national security crisis, shouldn't we, if any president says that, shouldn't we let them do what they think has to be done to make our country secure? He's the president.
No, I disagree with that, too, because let's face it, you know, other callers have said earlier, have made comments earlier about the fact that, you know, he does not, he babbles on. He doesn't have a cohesive message. There is bigotry that is associated with this. So there's bias.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is not an objective decision.
Okay, listen, I've got to go to news, but real quick, like, what's your favorite part of Mardi Gras? The parades, balls, leaving town, or are you just glad when it's over?
Leaving town.
my favorite part of Mardi Gras is when it's over, because, you know, I live on the North Shore, and even living in Slidell, sometimes it's like, hey, you want to go get something to eat tonight? No, we can't. There's a parade here. There's a parade there. You can't go anywhere. So I'm with you on that one. I'm glad. Where do you go when you leave town?
I just various places, visit friends, visit family, anywhere where I can get away from the craziness.
All right, thank you, Darlene. All right, 260-1870. We're going to come right back. If you're on hold, I'll be with you right after the news. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL. $5,000 a week for life, and then you give it to someone else. I've already figured that out. If I win, I have a new grandson who's 2 months old, then he gets it. But then he'd have to split it with everybody else. All right, back, Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon. We're talking about the president today. Do you believe we have a national security crisis in our southern border? The president says yes. And so he's going to get the money he needs, or trying to get the money, to build the wall. Text message, I am not against the wall. I am against the way the funding process has been handled by our president. Bob, I too am a registered independent. We need the wall, but Trump sounds like a babbling idiot, and that's really scary. And he's my president. But I have to agree with you. I watched him today, and he just sounded like he was just babbling. He sounded like nothing was prepared. Now, of course, the bottom line in all of this is he wants the wall for security, and I want the wall. I believe it's something that we need to make sure that our country stays safe. That's me. All right, 260-1870. Let's go to Thomas, calling from Lacombe. How are you, Thomas?
Oh, pretty good, Bob.
You hanging in there today?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a retired old guy, you know.
Just like me.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm against it. You know, I'm for a wall where a wall is needed. It's not needed across the whole country. That's nonsense. It's political nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did today is going to be proven to be illegal. It's going right to the courts. It's already, it's unconstitutional.
I don't know if it is. A president does have a right to make executive order, so I don't know.
He has a right to sign any kind of executive order he wants. But to try to compare what he's doing to Obama or somebody else
mm-hmm.
who had a specific target, he mentioned Obama, that was going after the drug cartels. Specifically,
mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't just spending all these billions of dollars and stealing it from this guy so he can build his wall, which is his big campaign slogan.
It was.
Done.
Well, Thomas, let me ask you this. Do you live in either? Are you live in a gated community? Do you lock your doors?
I'm like 80% of the country that don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have a fence in your backyard?
No, I don't have. I got acreage. No, I don't.
Okay.
And I don't even lock my doors are locked right now.
All right. Thomas, before you run, let me ask you this. What's your favorite part of Mardi Gras? Parades, balls, leaving town, or are you just glad when it's over? That's your favorite part.
Oh, well, at my age right now, I don't even remember. It's Carnival Day. But I used to love it.
Uh-huh.
I'm a stagehand. I used to be the head man at the Municipal Auditorium putting on balls before Katrina.
Well, how about you? All right. Thomas, I appreciate you phoning in. We are going to take a quick break. Our phone number is 260-1870. What's your favorite part of Mardi Gras? Balls, parades, leaving town, or when it's over? That's your favorite part of Mardi Gras. You can call me at 260-1870. And we're talking about today the president declared a national security crisis on our southern border and has the money or wants the money or going to get the money, take the money, steal the money, borrow the money from someone to get this wall built. Coming right back on WWL. And from our text line, you seem... meaning me, you seem to be working under the assumption that it's such a simple process to become an American citizen and come here legally. Perhaps you can give us a detailed explanation of the steps that are needed for these people to become a citizen, since it is so simple. Well, I never said it was so simple. In fact, I guess you missed the part where I said we need to do something to make it easier. We need to streamline the way so people can come here. We don't need it to be as complicated as it is. I wouldn't think so. But if we don't protect our borders and people say, well, I can get there illegally. I can sneak in. There's no wall or nothing. I'll just sneak in the country. Well, if we make it too easy for people to sneak in the country, then why would they even try to get here illegally? All right. I think I said that right. Let's go to Angela. Angela, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Angela, let me ask you before we talk about the wall, for Mardi Gras, is there one Mardi Gras event that you absolutely make every year?
Endymion.
What's the best part of Mardi Gras? The balls, the parades, Endymion, or when it's over, or leaving town?
The parades.
You make a lot of parades?
Only the last weekend,
uh-huh.
Starting on Thursday and then going all the way to Zulu on Tuesday.
I have enough of parades. I don't like all the traffic. I don't like all the hassle. So I'm glad when it's all over.
No.
I'm becoming an old grouch. That's it, you know?
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the wall.
All right. Let's start off with number one. I am against the wall, paying for I believe in border security. I am a Republican woman, an educated Republican woman. I believe in security. My first career, I was a policeman. So, yes, I believe in safety and security. However, What I do also believe is I believe in listening to experts. And when I listened to our Homeland Security, when I listened to our heads of intelligence and in the other group, the other men who spoke in front of Congress for their report, they never mentioned a threat at the southern border. So that was their annual report to Congress. So they mentioned all kinds of other threats, mm-hmm. but not even a mention of the southern border. Yes, we have an issue at the southern border. We do need some barricades at some point. The biggest, most important thing we have in terms of illegal aliens in our country are people who have come in on visas and have overstayed the visas.
Mm-hmm.
I see it all the time. There are people from Canada, as well as from people from all over the world.
So how would you prevent that from happening?
No, you can't prevent it. You have to enforce it. We are not enforcing. Our ICE is mm-hmm. not enforcing that. That's what they should do.
Well, I agree with you on that. I'm in favor of the wall, but I would be more in favor of declaring a national emergency and saying enforce the law. Enforce the laws we already have.
But I want to say something as well. You're conflating the two things. It is, he made the national security decision.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an executive order. There are two, he called a national emergency. They're two separate, totally different things.
Well, I guess we just have to sit back and wait what's going to happen, because you know they're going to challenge it, and it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. Let's go to David in Atlanta. David, are you in favor or are you against the president's move today where he declared it a national security crisis in order to get funding for the wall?
You know, it opens a big Pandora's box regarding how future money will be spent by future presidents, and I think it's dangerous. I think the Congress and the president should work together, and whatever the Congress decides, the president should never try to override that. But the truth of the matter is, look, people swallow packets of heroin, and they put it in their stomach, and it comes across the border. And then when they go to the Bacalza, they have heroin in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There's drones. There's so many ways to bring drugs into this country. There's a law of diminishing returns. If your doctor tells you he had a heart attack, take an aspirin a day. You don't go home and take a whole bottle of aspirins. We could spend $1 trillion, even tens of trillions, and we have huge borders. We're never going to entirely secure the border. I think we need to use cost-effective technology, and that's the best remedy. And I'll tell you something, the real drug problem in this country, and I'll give you an example. Did you know Thursday of next week, Kenny Knight, David Duke's political advisor, will be sentenced in a federal court for selling drugs in New Orleans East at a pill mill where you could go in, pay $300 of cash, and in many cases not even see a doctor and get a prescription for any mm-hmm. prescription drug of your choice. Now, that's where we need to put our attention if you want to seriously address the problem in this country of drug dealing. And furthermore, I would likely agree with the president, maybe. We should put drug dealers to death. That maybe might stem the problem of drugs.
All right, David, I appreciate you phoning. Let's go ahead and check our Big 870 Blue Runner opinion poll question. Do you believe we have a national security crisis on our southern border? Let me crank it up and see. 73% say yes. 27% say no. We are going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back with more of your phone calls. If you want to take part of the show, it's 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. All right, welcome back. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon. We're talking about the president's decision that he is declaring a national emergency to secure money to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Talking a little bit about Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is here, boy, and full steam. What is your favorite part about Mardi Gras? Going to the parades, going to the balls, going out of town? Or your favorite part is just when it's over? And is there any part of Mardi Gras that you just can't miss? I tell you one thing that has really changed about Mardi Gras is how much king cakes have grown. You find king cakes absolutely everywhere. In fact, I don't know, I was on the couch, and I might have just been drifting somewhere, but I thought I saw some guy eating a king cake hamburger. Ian, you said that sounds good. It was a king cake, sliced with the burger and the cheese and the lettuce and tomato. Now again, I don't know if I imagined that or not, but and there's been so much talk about blackface and it's okay for Mardi Gras. When I was about maybe 9 or 10 years old, my mom used to make Mardi Gras costumes for us. My sister had performed in a couple of minstrel shows. So for Mardi Gras, Mom made me the minstrel, you know, costume with the tails and the top hat and completely blackfaced me. Now, and there's a picture of that somewhere. If that ever comes out, am I up the creek now? My career is over. They throw me off the air for wearing blackface when I was 10 years old. It could happen. All right, let's go to Raymond. Raymond, thank you for calling WWL. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm just a little fed up with all these Kool-Aid drinkers. I wish they'd go back. You know, none of this started with Obama or Donald Trump. Go back to 1836 when Santa Anita signed over the rights to Texas to us.
I wasn't there then.
Well, I wasn't either.
I wasn't on the air.
Go back in history. If you go back in history, that's when we took over that border, and that border should have been secured from all the presidents in the past.
Are you?
Now,
do you support
just a big gaping hole?
Do you support the wall?
Of course I do. Mm-hmm. I would send $400 there. I wish they would start a GoFundMe account for Trump to build the wall, because I would donate.
All right, Raymond, I appreciate you phoning in. Let's go to Nolan. Nolan, how are you today?
It's fine, man. The wall, you know, it's something that's been needed for a long time, at least border security. I think since about 35 years ago it started when we went to global economy.
Do you approve the way that Trump is doing this by declaring national security crisis?
No, I think that's bypassing our vote on what to do in this country. We have representatives in Washington that make the laws. And, yes, Donald Trump is our president, and he's my president. And I want to see him succeed, but I want to see the laws made in this country by the legislature, not Donald Trump.
Well, the president does have executive privilege on things like this. It's not that, from what I can tell, it's not that it's illegal. I'm sure it's going to be challenged, and we'll have to wait and see how that plays out.
Yeah, but, you know, we've used the labor walking over that border for years now to keep labor costs down in this country. That's the way we have broke the labor unions in this country, you know, to protect low-end labor.
Well, Nolan, I got to go. I have to break for news. I so appreciate you calling in. If you're on hold, stay with me. We'll get back to the subject right after the top of the hour news. And if you're just tuning in, it's official. The president announced that he will declare a national emergency to secure money to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Do you agree with the president? Do you think we need that? Coming right back after the news on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.